The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Now let's talk about St John, because explosive report into what's been happening in the St John ambulance crisis in WA was released on Thursday. It revealed the extent of the problem. It's really unacceptable. What's the latest warning?
Well, 5 years they've been given to ship up or shape out. So basically, fix the problems or your contract is going to be lost. 5 years is a very long time. It's longer than the time between Olympics. So they have a long time to fix the problem. And, you know, the opposition saying, look, we've got the government gloating about the surplus that they've got. Why are they not, you know, spending it on health if we've got so much extra money there? So really, Michelle Fyfe is under pressure. She's obviously the head of St John WA, and she has come out saying, I lead the organisation. She was really defensive, saying, you know, I have 40 years experience in emergency services. Obviously, there are some issues after, in particular, two deaths related to heart attacks relating to delays in ambulances arriving. Those poor families, you know, are not going to get their loved ones back. Mm. But hopefully for everybody else, there are some changes that are afoot.
Five bloody years.
But 5 years is too long.
Do you know how ridiculous that is? You and I could become paramedics in less time.
Oh, that's true. It's not going to happen. So but if, yes, we
if,
could.
If you can grab an average person off the street and train them to be a paramedic in less time than you have to fix the problem, then you've been given too much time to fix the problem.
Yeah.
It's 12 months.
Yeah. Look,
5 years.
I mean, it times in, doesn't it? We'll have an election where they'll be able to say changes have been made, you know, we're making change. Then they'll have the election and then, you know, they buy themselves some grace period.
Bogus.
And then if the issues are still there, then for the next election, they can make the change.
But it's totally bogus. It's full. It's all politics. Like, how long did it take to build Optus Stadium? Didn't take 5 years, did it? I don't think so.
I don't think it took that long.
And they PCH probably didn't take 5 years.
Oh, well, it took a while with those panels and the water situation.
18 months where it was just sitting empty. Maybe not the best example. But still.
Five years is a very long time, and it shouldn't take that long to fix something that's critical.
Yep.
To have your say, or if you have a story, email the team at thewestlive@wanews.com.au.